أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله نحمد ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Praise be to Allah. We seek His aid and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the One. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O ye who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut off the relations of the womb that bore you. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear Him, and speak always the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great achievement. Verily, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the evil of all religious matters is in their own blameworthy innovation. Every innovation is a bid'ah, and every blameworthy bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. Amma ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Luqman, verse 12, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ أُشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرْ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. By way of translation, what Allah is saying in Surah Luqman, and indeed we granted wisdom unto Luqman. Be grateful unto Allah, for he who is grateful unto him, meaning Allah, is but grateful for the good of his own self. Whereas he who chooses to be ungrateful or to deny Allah's grace, verily Allah is sufficient, self-sufficient, ever to be praised. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 152, Allah says, فَاذْكُرُونِ أُذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And Allah says, by way of translation, remember me and I will remember you. Be thankful and not be ungrateful. Do not deny me. Now I want us to pay attention to the words that Allah is using here in these two verses. When he's speaking about those who are thankful, he's using the words shukur, alright? Yashkur, shakara, all of these are the words that Allah is using. When he's using the word ungrateful, or when he's saying do not deny him, he's using the verb kafara. And we are very familiar with this word because many times we hear people say the kufar or the kafir. These are the words that Allah is using to describe the ingrates. We'll come back to this in a second. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is not thankful to people is not thankful to Allah. And another way that this is narrated is, he who does not express thankfulness to human beings is not really thankful to Allah. And this was narrated by Bukhari. Scholars have noted that iman is divided into two halves. Half of iman is sabr, or patience, and the other half is shukr, or gratitude, thankfulness. And we can see where they get this, or where they base this from. In Surah Ibrahim, and that's just one of the surahs, Allah pairs up patience and shukr. What does Allah say by way of the translation? in Surah Ibrahim. Verily, in this are signs, meaning in this book. Verily, in this are signs for all who constantly persevere, meaning they have patience and they give thanks. So Allah is saying that in the book of Allah are signs or ayat for those who persevere persistently and they also give thanks. I want to quote one other person. And this guy is a Roman philosopher, Cicero. What did he say? He said, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but is the mother of all virtues. And you may say, why would I quote a philosopher, a Roman philosopher, a kafir, in a khutbah? Because if he can get it, there's no reason that Muslims cannot get it. If he can understand the importance of gratitude and call it the mother of virtues, there is no reason that Muslims cannot understand why gratitude holds a high part in Islam. This topic emerged because last time I was here, I spoke about Iman. And I said that Iman is to have a sincere faith in Allah. I spoke of how the word Iman comes from the verb amana, which means to be secure or to secure something. I mentioned also that when we have faith in Allah, it should mean to us that we are certain that what Allah says is the truth. That we do not see it simply as belief, meaning something that can be doubted, but we have yaqeen, we have a certainty that what Allah says will come to pass. Today I want to build on that. I want to touch on a key aspect of our faith, which would guide us to sincere and firm reliance on Allah. And I want to discuss the concept of gratitude or thankfulness in Islam. First of all, in 45 minutes, I will not be able to do justice to this topic. So inshallah, I will begin the topic here, cover it as best as I can. In the Quran circle tonight, we'll also go over that topic. And at the Ta'lim on Sunday, this topic will also be touched on as well. We often think that happiness is what brings gratitude. So people may be of the mentality that when I'm happy, I can be thankful. But it's actually the other way around. Gratitude is what brings happiness. And I will show us where Allah says that in various places or where Allah hints at that in the Quran. However, we can argue that gratitude is what brings contentment and happiness. Before I get into the topic, I want to first say Alhamdulillah. I know that I do not thank Allah personally enough. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and has blessed me in particular with health. He has blessed me with a job, a good family, a supportive community, people who keep me on track, opportunities, and a whole list of other things that I can go on and on and on and mention and still would not be able to mention it enough. So Alhamdulillah. But all of this is by the mercy of Him in whose hands is my life and death. And many of us have many things to be thankful for. Yet still we seldom give thanks to Allah for all of the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Some of us may be celebrating anniversaries. Some of us may be celebrating birthdays, graduations. Whatever it is a mercy from Allah. And it's for these things that we should be thankful. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So what is gratitude? The renowned scholar Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, who was a student of Ibn Taymiyyah, said, and a contemporary of Ibn Kathir and other scholars, he wrote a book called Udat al-Sabirin wa Dhakirat al-Shakirin. And basically translates to the equipment of the patient and the investment of the grateful. Basically, the book is about how to be patient and grateful. This is what the book is about. And even Qayyim al-Jawziyah said, Iman is divided into two halves. Half is patience or sabr, and the other half is gratitude or shukr. If you recall, the last time that I said that Iman entails the sincere conviction in Allah's promises. Here, a venerated scholar, Al-Jawziyah, is stating that our Iman consists of two main things. Patience, forbearance, and fortitude, and gratitude or gratefulness for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Al-Jawzi also said that Iman is a term which covers words, deeds and intentions, all of which are based on two things, actions or abstinence. So if you're going to say something, or if you're thinking of saying something, it's either you're going to say it, If it's good, or you're going to abstain from it. If it's unhealthy, or if it's not good. If you're going to do something, it's either you're going to do it, or you're going to abstain from it. He says that our actions are based on either we are going to engage in the action, or we are going to abstain from it. So the whole of the religion embodies these two things. Carrying out or enjoining what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us, and avoiding or eschewing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have made prohibited for us. So how do we engage our Islam in a way that we're using the tools or the faculties that Allah has given us to show Allah that we are grateful for what He has given to us? If we are honest, we will see that the world today calls us in a completely different direction. Society is very opposite to patience and gratitude. It calls us to instantaneous gratification and thanklessness or heedlessness. What do I mean? You go into the store, you want to buy something. If the cashier is taking more than 2 minutes, you get annoyed and frustrated. This morning, I went to the doctor. Now, before we had computers, you had to write everything out by hand. The computer stopped literally for 1 second. I was counting it, I'm in IT. 1 second, she was there banging with the mouse on the desk as though the computer wasn't moving fast enough. We want instant gratification, meaning if we ask for something, we want it immediately. And when we get it, we are not very thankful for what we get. So the society calls us to instant gratification and ungratefulness. However, Islam is calling us to gratitude and patience. Why is that important in Islam? This is what gratitude is. Gratitude is to acknowledge the favors of Allah and to constantly praise Him. It involves believing in one's heart that Allah has bestowed His favors upon you, glorifying Allah by praising Him, and not shying away of relating His blessings upon you and using your limbs in the worship of Allah as a celebration of those blessings. Allah has already said, what? We will never be able to count the favors that He has bestowed upon us. So if Allah is telling us that we will never be able to count His favors, how come we aren't thanking Allah more for the favors that He has bestowed upon us? Gratitude, if it's half of Iman, and it's an integral part of our faith, it means that we should be doing it consistently. There should not be a break when we are not thanking Allah for His mercies, when we are thanking Allah for His favors. Now, how can we say that gratitude is linked to Iman? This is what Allah says in the Quran. By way of translation, in Al-Baqarah, verse 172, and I mentioned this, O ye who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, eat of the good things that we have provided for you, and be grateful to Allah. So Allah is telling us to eat of the good things, and He's talking to the believers, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O ye who believe, eat of the good things, and do what? And be grateful to Allah. So Allah is telling us to enjoin what is right, eat of what He has provided from up to us, from the Toibat, and do what? And to give Him thanks. And then what He said, if it is truly Allah that you worship. So Allah is saying, if you really worship Him, there are two things you need to do. Eat of the good things, and do what? And give Him thanks. If it is really Allah that you worship. So giving thanks to Allah is what? Tied to our Iman. Because if we are not worshipping Allah, then we are not thanking Him. Or vice versa, if we are not thanking Allah, then we are not worshipping Him. In the tafsir of Jalalain, this means that all you who believe, eat of what is lawful, wherewith Allah has provided us with, and give thanks for Allah for what He has made lawful to us. So if we are not consistently giving thanks as we eat of the good that Allah has given us, then we are not being grateful to Allah and we are not showing that we believe in Allah. In another part of the Quran, Allah contrasts gratitude to shirk or worshipping idols. What does Allah say in the Quran? By way of the translation. But it has already been revealed to you, as it was to those before you, If you were to join gods with Allah, meaning if you were to commit shirk, truly fruitless will be your work in life, and you will surely be in the ranks of those who lose all spiritual good. Nay, but worship Allah and be of those who give thanks. So once again, Allah is saying, if you commit shirk, you will be of those who lose. And what is the opposite of that? Be of those who worship Allah and do what? Give thanks. Allah is spearing worship of Him and giving thanks for a key reason. Because giving thanks is a key part of our iman. I already mentioned this, where Allah says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أُذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah says, remember me and I will remember you, and give thanks to me and give thanks, and do not be of the ungrateful ones. Do not engage in kufr. And the word that Allah used here is takfurun, and you will see the word in there, kafara, which means to cover up or to hide. Kafara is a word that we use for somebody who covers what Allah has said is the truth. So a kafir is someone who covers that. So Allah is contrasting shukr to kufr. Very, very clear in the Quran. And none of us, may Allah forbid, wants to be among those who do not engage in the thankfulness or in giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In yet another verse, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 147, Allah says, by way of the translation, why would Allah cause you to suffer for your past sins if you are grateful and attain to belief, seeing that Allah is always responsive to gratitude and He is all-knowing? So belief and gratitude are once again joined in the same verse. Allah is telling us He will not take us to account for our past sins if we are grateful to Him and we attain to belief. Again, gratitude and belief being paired up for us, for our benefit. This is what Allah is saying in the Quran. And yet still, we give very little thanks. Now, one thing that we have to understand is that we are commanded to have gratitude. Some of us may say gratitude is optional. No, it is. We are instructed to have gratitude, as I mentioned in the previous verse. When Allah says, remember me and I will remember you, He didn't say you should have gratitude. He said, and be of those who give thanks, and be thankful, and do not be of the ingrates. Do not be of those who deny His favors. So, listening to this, Allah is telling us that gratitude is not an optional thing we need to have. Gratitude is something that has been enjoined on the believers. The Holy Quran contains a command originally given by Allah to the Holy Prophet Musa. And what does Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 144? That's Surah 7, verse 144. And be of those who are thankful. This was His command to Musa. He told him, and be of those who are thankful. And then, when Allah speaks to us directly in the Quran, what does He say in Al-Nahl, which is chapter 16, verse 144? And be thankful for the favors of Allah, if it is He whom you serve. So once again, Allah is telling us over and over and over again, be thankful to Him. If it is Him who we serve, be grateful for His mercies, be grateful for His favors. All of these things are the things that Allah is telling us. And one more verse, there are many more, but one more verse I will point out where Allah tells us that we need to be thankful. In Surah 31, verse 14. And Allah says, we have enjoined upon man goodness towards his parents. His mother bore him by bearing strain upon strain, and his utter dependence on her lasted 2 years. Hence, you, O man, be grateful towards me. Be grateful towards me and towards thy parents. And remember that with me is the end of all journeys. So Allah is commanding us to do what? Be grateful to Him and to whom? To our parents. So at this point in time, Allah is showing us that gratitude is not only for him, but gratitude also has to extend to his creation. And this is backed up by the hadith that I narrated in the beginning. He who is not thankful to man is not thankful to Allah. This is the basis for that. Allah is telling us that we have to be thankful to him and thankful to our parents. So we see clearly that gratitude or expressing gratitude is not something that is optional. It is something that a Muslim has to do. And if there's no in-between, let's be clear on this. There is no in-between. If you're not expressing gratitude, if you're not being grateful, then you're being ungrateful. There is no in-between or no middle way that we can walk that path. Well, yeah, I don't have to be grateful, so then what are we being? There's no neutral point. So if we are not of those who are giving thanks, then we are of those who are being ungrateful. And the word that Allah uses to describe those people is the verb kafaro, meaning one who denies or one who covers up. So what are the benefits of gratitude? Let's take this a step further. I said that yes, we need to have gratitude. But what are the benefits of it? Guidance. What does Allah say in Surah Ibrahim verse 15? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لِآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَابِرٍ شَكُورٍ صَابَرٍ شَكُورٍ. Verily in that, meaning this message, are signs and ayat, certainly for those who are patient and show thanks. So Allah is telling us that in his book, we have ayat and signs, guidance for those who do what? For those who show thanks. So if we are not showing thanks, the calamity is that we may not get the guidance that Allah is sending us through his book. Because Allah will not stress that we be thankful to him if it is not important to us. And Allah is saying here that verily in this book there are signs certainly for those who are patient. And he stressed it, for certainly for those who are patient. Likulli. And this is very, very important. What else does Allah say? If we are grateful, he will give us more rewards. In Surah 14, verse 7, Allah says, by way of the translation, if you are grateful, I will surely give you more and more. But this is if you are grateful. You will get increase in abundance. So if we are not grateful, what are we putting ourselves in jeopardy for? Not getting these increases that Allah has promised us. Now we have all heard of this thing called a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it means what? If you are positive, positive things generally tend to happen. So a more positive attitude brings about positive things. But we do not have to look to positive psychology to understand that Allah is telling us, you be grateful, you show gratitude towards Allah, he will bring you a certain level of reward and a certain level of favors. We do not need contemporary science. Although it tells us, we do not need that to tell us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us. You be grateful and Allah will increase you bountifully. Ibn Abi Dunya, a contemporary of Bukhari, reported that Ali ibn Abi Talib said, may Allah be pleased with him, said to a man from the tribe of Hamazan, Allah's generosity is connected to gratitude, and gratitude is linked to increase in his generosity. The generosity of Allah will not stop increasing unless the gratitude of his servant decreases. So this is what Ali ibn Abi Talib, the fourth caliph of Islam, said to a man from the tribe of Hamazan, that Allah's gratitude on the believers will not cease until what happens? Until man ceases to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gratitude also brings forgiveness. What does Allah say? Sorry, not what does Allah say, what does the Prophet say? There's a hadith that says, if we recite a certain thing 100 times a day, our sins will be forgiven. What is that thing? Very simple. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. We recite that 100 times a day based on a tradition or narration of the Prophet ﷺ, and our sins will be forgiven. What does subhanallah wa bihamdihi mean? Glory be to Allah and praise Him. When we are praising Allah and we are glorifying Him, we are showing gratitude to Allah. And the Prophet says that if we say these things, this simple verse, this simple statement, we'll be forgiven for our sins if we say it 100 times a day. In some other narrations, it says that if you say it 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, you'll be forgiven your sins. Either one, both of them have been determined to be sound. I mentioned also earlier on that when I said that sometimes we think that happiness is what brings gratitude, but it's actually the other way around. Allah also promises us contentment if we are grateful. In Al-A'raf, which is chapter 7, verse 69. Why do you deem it strange that a tiding from your sustainer should come unto you through a man from among yourselves, so that he might warn you? Do but remember how he made you heirs to Noah's people and endowed you abundantly with power. Remember then God's or Allah's blessings so that you may attain to a happy state. What does Allah tell us to do? Remember then His blessings so that we can do what? We can attain to a happy state. So Allah is telling us very clearly, gratitude is what brings contentment. Gratitude is what brings contentment, not the other way around. Ibn Abbas, in his tafsir, said that what we need to do here is remember the graces that Allah has bestowed upon us so that we may be successful. This is what Ibn Abbas did when he did a tafsir on that verse. This is what he said it means. Remember the graces that Allah has bestowed upon us so that we may be successful. Now, what should we be thankful for? The question is there something that we shouldn't be thankful for? So everything. If we simply look at one chapter, the first thing I think we should be thankful for is Al-Kitab or the Quran. If we look at just one chapter in the Quran, Allah tells us over and over and over again, rhetorically, not to deny His favors. What chapter is that? Chapter 55. Ar-Rahman. Allah tells us all of the things that He has done for us. Ar-Rahman, Alam al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan, Alamahu al-Bayan. All of these things, Allah tells us in the Quran. He has created man, He has taught him speech. All of these things. And then Allah goes on and on. And throughout the surah, what does He say? Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Now it's very interesting. The tafsir say that the you in this surah refers to jinn and man. When Allah is speaking, He is referring to the jinn and the mankind. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? So this is a rhetorical question that Allah is asking us. If we look around the society or look around the world, we see that there's a lot we can be thankful for. Let's just think for a minute of Somalia. Think for a minute of the Horn of Africa, Palestine, Philadelphia, Camden, anywhere in the world. I am sure we can call a place that you're familiar with and you would have heard of some negative thing that happened to someone in that place, or it's happening to a whole community in that place. Alhamdulillah, Allah is protecting us from some of these calamities. And if our heart isn't bleeding for those who are being afflicted by these calamities, something is wrong. And before the end of the khutbah, I will teach us something, or I will remind us of something that the Prophet used to say when he prayed to Allah to soften his heart. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that is what we have to have, a soft heart. Because if we don't have that, there is no way that gratitude can enter a hardened heart. Gratitude will not reside in a heart that is hard like stone. This reminds me of something that I saw on Facebook. A sister in Georgia created a Facebook group called Today I Am Grateful For. This is all the group is called, Today I Am Grateful For. And we see that people day in and day out are posting things that they are grateful for. SubhanAllah, this is a good reminder. This is one of the best groups I'm a part of. Why? Because when I see things that people are thankful for, it reminds me to be thankful. Simple example. There are people who are thankful that they have a chance to have suhoor with their spouses. We do not see that as a blessing. There are people who are thankful that they were able to see their mother and their father one more time. We are seldom grateful for that. In a matter of fact, I was watching a video, and inshallah I will show it tonight at the Quran Circle, where there's this man, he has no arms. And he's talking to people in a reality show. And what he's telling them is, the only thing that he wishes, or he is not being able to hug his mother. Because his mother is the one who, when he cannot go to the bathroom, she is the one who goes and scoops out his bowels. This is the level of gratitude that we need to have for those who do good things for us. How many of us are really grateful for the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us? Very little thanks it is that we give. Allah has already told us in the Quran that we will never be able to count His favors. What does Allah say? And always does He give you something out of that which you may be asking of Him. And should you try to count the blessings of Allah, you could never compute them. Behold, man is indeed most persistent in wrongdoing, stubbornly, and ingrate. And what is the word he uses there again? لَظَلُومٌ كَفَارٌ. Stubborn, ظَلُوم, stubborn, and an ingrate, كَفَارٌ. These are the words that Allah uses to describe those who are ungrateful. If when we hear that, that doesn't make us tremble in fear, something is wrong. Because there is ample reason for us to be more thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This even reminds me, digressing a little here, this even reminds me of something that a brother posted recently. The brother is a member of this community. And what did he say? He said that he's thankful for the teachers that he has been given in his lifetime. And he mentioned some of those teachers. Many of them we know. Many of them we disrespect. We have already shown that gratitude to Allah is something that we owe to Allah and to mankind. If we are not being grateful to Allah, as I've already mentioned, we will lose the favors of Allah. This is clear. How can we not be grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Allah has blessed Philadelphia with so much. With so much. And as somebody who was not born in Philadelphia, I can say that Allah has blessed Philly with so much. Little thanks it is that we give to Allah for what He has given to us. Little thanks it is. So what is ingratitude? I'll spend some time saying what is gratitude. What is ingratitude? As I mentioned already, it is kufr or disbelief. My grandmother always used to say, ungratefulness is worse than witchcraft. And if anyone has any connections in the Caribbean, you will know exactly what I mean. Ungratefulness is worse than witchcraft. If a non-Muslim, such as my grandmother, is telling me this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing those who are ungrateful, or describing those who are ungrateful as engaging in kufr, I think she was onto something. But we don't need her to guide us. We have Allah and we have His Messenger. Even Qayyim al-Jawziyah said, Allah hates the kanood. The kanood is an ungrateful person and Allah punishes him. Imam al-Hasan, says that a kanut is one who remembers the disasters which befall him and always forgets to mention the favors that Allah has graced him with. So what does he do? He remembers all of the bad things or all of the calamities, and he seldom remembers the favors. If this is something that we do, this is something that Allah dislikes. This quality is more apparent. Skip that. I'll give you an example. A husband comes home. His wife isn't done making the dinner. What does he do? He argues with her. When she finishes making the dinner, she gives it to him. He doesn't say thank you. An ungrateful person is one, and we'll touch on this as well, an ungrateful person is one who he will not thank Allah even for the smallest favors. The mere fact, as upset as you were, the mere fact that you were presented with a favor from your Lord, you still have to be grateful. And it is so deep that when she gives him the food and he's so upset, he doesn't even start off with Bismillah and doesn't even end off with Alhamdulillah. So not only is he not thanking her, which he owes her, he's not thanking his Lord. And Allah has already told us that we have to be thankful to him and to others. Brothers and sisters, gratitude is a key part of our faith. If we are not being grateful, then we are being ungrateful. There is no in between. So what are some things that gratitude causes? What are some examples of it? Excessive pride. This is one of the symptoms of ingratitude. Let's just remember the story of Shaitan. I mentioned previously that Shaitan's biggest problem was that when he was told to prostrate to Adam, what did he do? He said he's not going to prostrate to Adam because Adam was created from mud and Shaitan was created from fire, so he's better than Adam. So Shaitan was proud. But what was he really? He was ungrateful. Remember, Shaitan was one of the preferred servants of Allah. And to show you how significant gratitude is in Islam, what did Shaitan do afterwards? After he refused to bow down to Adam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast him out of paradise, he begged Allah for a chance. He asked Allah for respite, or respite, however we want to pronounce it. He asked Allah for that. And then what did he tell Allah? In his haughtiness, he told Allah, I will lie in wait for them, from in front of them, from behind them, from their left, and from their right. And then he goes on to say what? And I will show you, Allah, that most of them are not grateful. He didn't say that most of them will disobey Allah. He said, I will show you that they are ungrateful. Now this is right after he's cast out of paradise. And he's focusing on showing Allah that man is ungrateful. Shaitan understood what gratitude meant to Allah. But he's the accursed. So what he's looking for now is company. And how is he going to get that company? By making us ungrateful. Plain and simple. So if we want to join Shaitan and his companions in the fire which Allah has created for those who are ungrateful, then that is all we have to do. Be ungrateful to Allah. It's as simple as that. And if we want to be saved from the fire, then we need to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in doing so, Allah will ease some of the burdens for us. And that is what awaits those of us who are ungrateful. Hellfire, and how do we see that? In Surah Qaf, which is Surah 50, verse 24. Whereupon Allah will command, cast into hell every such stubborn enemy of the truth. And once again, he uses the word kafaro. Cast into hell every stubborn enemy of the truth. So the only thing that awaits those who are ungrateful to Allah is the hellfire. And also, the other thing that awaits us is more ingratitude. So when you're ungrateful and you're not thankful for Allah's blessings, You find that the less thankful you are, the more unthankful you become after a while. So if we want to start off being ungrateful, then we need to be reminded that the only thing that awaits us is more of that ingratitude. And the more ungrateful we are, the closer we are inching to the hellfire. And the sad reality is that most of us are ungrateful. And I am not the one saying that. Allah in His book says that. In Surah 34 verse 30, few are truly the grateful among my servants. Allah is telling us that among His servants, few of them are ungrateful. Few of them are grateful. Brothers and sisters, we need to remember Allah's gift to us, or His gifts and His favors on us. We need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the good that He has given us and all the trials that He has given us. We need to be thankful that Allah doesn't hold us to account for all the wrong things that we do. Because one of the things that we have to remember, and I mentioned it before, we receive more good than we deserve, and we do not get the punishment that we deserve. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins and grant us guidance and mercy. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم واستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Brothers and sisters, without gratitude we cannot have Islam. Without gratitude we cannot have Islam. Gratitude is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has coupled over and over again in the Quran with a fundamental belief in Him. Anyone who is chronically discontent is ungrateful. If you are always unhappy, you are ungrateful. And anyone who is chronically discontent is ungrateful. I said that already. Anyone who is chronically discontent is ungrateful. And if you are being ungrateful, you are not leaving room to show gratitude. We have to remove some of that ingratitude or that discontentment that we feel and replace it with gratitude. How do we do that? Very quickly. We need to make sincere dua to Allah that He softens our hearts and make us among those who are thankful to Him. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? Allahumma inni as'aluka qalban shakiran. O Allah, I ask You for a grateful heart. This was a dua of the Prophet ﷺ. O Allah, I ask You for a grateful heart. The Prophet ﷺ told Mu'adh, who was a companion, to say at the end of every salah, O Allah, help me to remember You and give thanks to You and worship You well. So this is just a quick thing I'm telling you. Something that you can do at the end of your salah. O Allah, help me to remember You and give thanks to You and worship You well. This is related in Ahmad and Tirmidhi. It will take us less than 3 seconds to say that. And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ told a companion to do. And we need it. Wallahi, we need it. Something else that we have to do is to pray. What is the evidence of this? Aisha, the beloved wife of the Prophet ﷺ, said that the Prophet used to pray during the night until his feet would swell. And what did Aisha say to the Prophet? Why do you do this? Why do you pray? O Messenger of Allah, when Allah has forgiven you your sins. This is the wife of the Prophet asking him, why are you praying when Allah has forgiven you your sins? What was his response, the Prophet ﷺ? What was his response? Shall I not be a grateful servant to Allah? So the Prophet here is saying, yes, I am granted paradise. But I, the Prophet, I need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I will pray. So for us, if we want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us increase awas-salah. This is the best month in which to do that. We are quickly approaching the last 10 days of Ramadan. It will start this weekend, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to experience the first part, which was His rahmah, His mercy. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we are coming to the end of where the doors for His maghfirah, His forgiveness, were opened wide. The second part. Inshallah, we will see the third part of Ramadan, which is freedom, which is guaranteed, which Allah has guaranteed us freedom from the hellfire. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we meet that with an open heart and a soft heart. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find ways to reconnect with the Quran so that we can increase our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings and for the knowledge that we've been given so that we can cultivate gratitude by recognizing all of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And one of the other things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do and his companions used to do is when they received good news from Allah, and this is something that we can inculcate, when we receive good news, they would fall down and prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Abu Bakr received the news that Musaylamah, the lion who claimed to be a prophet after the prophet had died, when he received the news, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu received the news that Musaylamah was dead, what did he do? He fell down and prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us inculcate some of these things to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as we show more gratitude, by the mercy of Allah, we will be increased in this gratitude. And if we are grateful to Allah, Allah has promised us one thing: success and Jannah. And this is where we all want to go, by the mercy of Allah. So alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, I know I am running close to the end of the time, so let us continue to pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens our heart and opens us up to His mercy and allows us to experience the best that this Ramadan has in store for us. Let us pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens our heart and grants us the good of this life and the good of the hereafter. O Allah, we beseech your aid and your forgiveness. O Allah, protect us from hypocrisy and save us from the fire whose fuel is men and stones. O Allah, truly we have wronged ourselves and we seek your aid and your forgiveness over the evil of ourselves and what befalls us through the whisperings of shaitan. O Allah, help us to be good to our family, our elders, our neighbors and humanity in general. Assist us and strengthen us in standing for justice and truth wherever it finds us. O Allah, save us from hypocrisy, save us from hypocrisy, save us from hypocrisy, Ya Allah, save us from hypocrisy. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhaladina aminu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama salaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidu majid. Glorified by your Lord, the Lord of Majesty, from that which they attribute unto Allah, and peace be those who you are sent to warn, and praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Verily Allah commands justice and the doing of good and the giving to kith and kin. He forbids sin, transgression and oppression. He instructs that you may receive admonition. Surely Salah preserves from lewdness and iniquity, and remembrance of Allah is important, and Allah is aware of all that we do. Aqeemu Salah.